Well, a gentleman who's going to be more involved in the coaching front than figuring those things out in the general manager front, Mike Yeo, now the associate coach with the St. Louis Blues, joining us. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
It's funny, but Glenn Gullitson on the second time around, there's, you know, parallels as far as when you entered the NHL first go around. This time, a little bit different for you because you're going to be kind of a coach in waiting, be the associate to Hitch for a year. Talk about the whole process, how that all came together for you.
Well, you know what, I was real fortunate and quite honored, to be honest with you, to interview with a few teams this year. And once I heard from Doug Armstrong, obviously this was a different situation. I was looking at head coaching opportunities, and this is a situation where, you know, like we talked about, it leads into a head coaching opportunity. But for me, some of the things were real important. I want to make sure I keep developing. I'm a young coach still. I want to make sure that I get better. And I think what better way to do that than to work for one of the best coaches in the National Hockey League. And I want to win. And so I wanted to make sure that I was with a group of people that have a history of being with winning teams and a group of players that I know that can not only win right now, but also can win down the road as well.
Now, Hitch isn't the easiest guy to get along with, to work with, okay? And how is it going to be when he knows you're taking his job? I'm just not sure that's going to be comfortable.
It's interesting that you aren't the first person that said that to me. I will admit that. But
I worked with him.
You that he has been unbelievable. Right from the first day, he picked me up at the airport when I came into St. Louis. We went, before I met with anybody else, I went and sat down with Hitch for 2 hours. And I had already taken a couple things out of that conversation that I know will make me a better coach. So he's really all into the idea of not only obviously coaching this year and doing everything he can to help the St. Louis Blues win, but to also help me be a better coach, to also make sure that the Blues are, you know, in good hands down the road. And so for me, I'm not there to try to take his job. That'll happen eventually. I'm here to try to help him be a better coach. I'm here to try to give him some different ideas and try to work with the players any way that I can. And all that other stuff will just happen when the time comes.
So how did the division of powers, this is a rather extraordinary occurrence. How did the division of powers change between you and Ken versus, say, the guys that you had as assistant coaches in Minnesota?
Well, I don't think it's going to be anything that's extremely unique compared to other teams, compared to the other the way other associate coaches deal with players and the responsibilities that they have. Like I said, I've heard the coach in waiting term, and I'm not waiting for anything. I'm gonna again try to use the time to be better, and I'm gonna do everything I can. He's had such a phenomenal career, Hitch has, and I feel pretty humbled, to be honest with you, to be part of his final season. So I want to make it a great one.
Mike, it's so rare that we ever see this type of situation. So I wonder, how do you get to know the players or work with the players as an associate coach, but knowing that you're going to be their head coach? Does that put you in a different frame of mind to approach the season? Or do you just go about it like any other associate coach would and just worry about the transition when it actually happens?
Well, I think one thing that I will definitely be mindful of is that, you think of sometimes the coaches as the good guy, and somebody that you can tell everything to, and then all of a sudden you become the head coach and I don't want the players to say, hey, wait a second, where was that guy? I will be myself. I think that's real important. I mean, I've had different responsibilities. I've been an assistant coach, I've been a head coach, but I think that I've been able to stay true to who I am, and I'll do that again next year. I'll try to walk that line, but at the same time, I feel for me, the better that I get to know the players and the more I get to understand what their strengths, what their weaknesses are, what makes them tick, the better equipped I'll be to help lead them in the future.
Mike Yeo, the associate coach for the St. Louis Blues, joining us in Hockey Central. So you would have played the Blues a lot in the past. When you were doing a scouting report as the Blues an opponent, how did you see their team?
Well, first off, from a style of play, it's a team that's not fun to play against. They play big, they play heavy, they're heavy on the puck. They get to the offensive zone well and they don't give it up, but they also play with a lot of structure. They're not fun games. You know, as far as looking at the personnel, I think that they've got a real good mix of players who understand how to play both with and without the puck. And, you know, looking at obviously some of the veteran guys that they have, and obviously it'll be interesting what happens with Backes, but I think, you know, when you look at Steen, you look at Petro, I mean, we've got great leadership on the team, plus I think that there's a real good crop of younger skilled guys. You know, you look at what Parayko did last year, but Fabry, Schwartz, Tarasenko, it's, you know, that part of it's very exciting too.
Is your coaching style that much different than Ken's, that when the transition does take place, that this team might have to change its philosophy, even some of the players?
I think that there's some similarities in some of the things that we like to do without the puck. I think a lot of the coaches around the league have a lot of the same mindset as far as puck possession, wanting to hang on to the puck, wanting to play in the offensive zone. You know, for me, like, you know, what was interesting is my time in Minnesota, our system changed quite a bit. We went from a team that was, you know, not very aggressive with our defensemen to I would say probably, I could argue that we were the most aggressive in the league as far as in terms of how we pinched our defensemen, in terms of how we tried to activate them into the rush and into the play in the offensive zone. So, but what I'm kind of getting at is, you know, it took us a little bit of time to try to match the system to the personnel. And so I've got some ideas of how I want to play the game, but I think that's one of the benefits of you know, being here for a year, is kind of seeing what you have to work with and what the players, you know, what's effective for them. And that'll kind of give me a better idea in the future anyways.
There's some rumblings out there that Hitch may do like a Kobe Bryant type of farewell tour as he goes from arena to arena. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, you know what? We have coaches meetings today, so maybe that'll come up.
Ask him. Tell him I heard that rumor, and I was wondering if it was true.
Because Doug would like to be at as many as possible for such a tour, okay?
And do you have any gift ideas for Mac at all? You know, candlesticks? When he's do they make a good gift? Yeah.
When he's going through Toronto or Florida, I could catch him.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So what's a coach do at the draft? The kind of thing you just get to know the organization a bit better, the guys you drafted. What do you do in Buffalo?
Well, it's a good opportunity to meet. I haven't met a lot of the people in the organization, so I enjoy that, getting to know, you know, whether it's assistant general managers or scouts or people that do a lot of the heavy lifting behind the scenes. But, you know, for us as coaches, we'll get together here today. And we'll start going over the game. You know, Rick Wilson and I coming in. You know, I don't want this to be something where we're trying to figure this out in training camp. So Hitches is going to have us, you know, up to speed on that before that stuff comes around. So that'll be a big part of it. And then, you know, it's always a good time for us to be here. We've got coaches meetings. We've got a coaching seminar that's great. And then, you know, to be up there. And, it's nice to be in the suite. When you draft kids, it's nice to be up there to meet their families, to say congratulations, and to try to make that moment a little more special than it already is.
Well, Mike,
good luck,
again,
Mike.
Good luck, Mike.
Good luck. Congratulations,
hey, Mike. You do know if you guys win the Stanley Cup next year, Hitch ain't going anywhere.
Yeah,
you know?
So don't.
You know, you really know that, right?
Yeah. If I win the Stanley Cup next year, I won't have a lot of complaints about anything.
So good luck, okay. Bud. Yeah. Hopefully it goes right. Well.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thanks, guys.